This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with me reading a list of countries and you trying to guess what they have in common. You ready? All right, here we go. England and Mexico, Canada, Argentina, India and South Africa, Australia, and oh yeah, us. This is another one of those, and yes, I know I do this to you all the time, but you ain't never going to get it, so I'm just going to give it to you. It's a not even complete list of the countries whose central banks are raising rates to deal with inflation. And for all that it feels like it is the worst here, well, Jay Powell talked about exactly that yesterday.
It's not just here. In fact, we're sort of in the middle of the pack, although I think we have, of course, a different kind of inflation than other people have, and partly because our economy is stronger and more highly recovered.
Reading between the lines on the Fed chairman here, which is, as I see it, our job, what he's saying is that every country's economy is different. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, some of them might be more vulnerable to inflation and thus conceivably recession than we are.
There are global forces driving inflation in pretty much all economies, and they're really hard to tame with interest rates alone.
Pressures on commodity prices like energy and food, largely driven by Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
That's Joseph Gagnon at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
COVID shuts down factories, creates problems in the shipping industry that affects many countries.
But there's a big difference between the U.S. and many other countries. We had such massive government stimulus to businesses and households that we've recovered to pre-pandemic employment and GDP. Gagnon says others haven't been so lucky.
Europe and Japan are not back to the previous level of employment or output.
Europe's also got an even bigger problem dealing with inflation in oil and gas, because unlike the U.S., it produces hardly any of its own, says Michael Pierce at Capital Economics.
American consumers complain about paying $5 for gas, but the energy squeeze in Europe has been a lot more severe, including on households' energy bills.
All that means, as central banks hike interest rates to try to fight inflation, Europe and other weaker economies are closer to tipping into recession. The risk is even higher for poor countries. Many depend on grain exports from Russia and Ukraine, says Columbia political economist Sharon O'Halloran.
Africa and the Middle East are always on these knife-edge situations, so these types of disruptions can be very significant.
The U.S. has one other big advantage globally, says Jay Hatfield at Infrastructure Capital.
The rest of the world follows the Fed, so whenever they raise rates, the other countries are really forced to do it to defend their currencies.
That preeminence means capital will keep flowing into the U.S. from weaker economies, and the domestic economy might just be able to avoid tipping into recession. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.